The following was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.
Bowling for Penguins.
Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. Kids are not the only ones in the world who get bored. In case you did not know, being a penguin can be boring too. Do not get me wrong. They are happy to catch fish, go swimming, raise their eggs in sub-zero Antarctic weather, and all that other penguin stuff. I have never seen them sing in person, but that movie could be right. Who knows? That's not the point. Have you ever asked yourself what penguins do when they are not doing penguin stuff? They go bowling.
Penguin bowling!
Let me tell you how it works. In the human game of bowling, you need 10 pins plus a ball. In penguin bowling, you need 11 penguins but no ball at all.
Huh?
It works best when the penguins are friends because they will be crashing into each other a lot. 10 penguins stand down at the end of the ice lane and pretend to be pins. They thought about using ice, but the penguins knew it would hurt. An icy bowling ball to the face would be the worst. The penguin pins stand in a triangle like at the bowling alley for humans. Flippers make it hard to pick up a bowling ball, so the 11th penguin uses their body. They run fast and slide down the icy lane on their belly, then crash into the penguin pins. If they miss the pins, they slide off the edge and into the ocean. It's okay, though. When they end up in the water, they help themselves to some fish, then go and try again. It's a win-win game.
Bowling for Penguins.
Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. This production was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.